Damon Runyon Theater, broadcast from January to December 1949, dramatized 52 of Runyon's short stories for radio. Damon Runyon was a newspaperman and a writer. He was best known for his short stories celebrating the world of Broadway in New York City that grew out of the Prohibition era. He spun tales of gamblers, petty thieves, actors, and gangsters, few of whom go by square names, preferring instead to be known as Nathan Detroit, Big Jewel, Harry the Horse, Good Time Charlie, Dave the Dude, and so on. The narrator of the story is Broadway, played by John Brown. He is also involved in the story he is telling, and he tells it in a very thick Brooklyn accent. Using the audio art of dialect humor is obvious in this series. Supporting members of the cast included many well-known radio actors of the time, such as Frank Lovejoy, Alan Reed, Gerald Moore, Eddie Marr, Louis Van Ruten, and William Conrad. As John Dunning wrote in his Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, the series had charm, the guys were guys, and the dolls were dolls, and a gun was a Roscoe. Runyon mobsters are naive, easily hurt, and endowed with hearts of gold. The episode you're about to hear is entitled Romance in the Roaring Forties, aired on January 16, 1949. It seems that Billy Perry is quite a doll, much admired by both Dave the Dude and Waldo Winchester, the famous newspaper columnist. The Damon Runyon Theater, rebroadcast on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I thank you for listening.
Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater presents another story by the master of storytellers, Damon Runyon. And this one, the hilarious Romance in the Roaring Forties. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Maybe you know a citizen who is called Dave the Dude? And maybe you know another citizen who is entered under the name of Waldo Winchester, who writes a gossip column. That is his real name, although some of the characters claim this handle is one of those nom de plumes, which is fancy French for an alias. Well, how this Winchester tangles with Dave the Dude, and how Miss Billy Perry, Dave the Dude's girl, figures in, is quite a story, which I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Romance in the Roaring Forties.
As I am saying, Waldo Winchester is an influential citizen along the step, but he is no more that way than Dave the Dude, although Dave is better known by the gendarmes of various settlements than he is by the general public. Well, one night I am sitting in the 1600 Club, which belongs to one Miss Missouri Martin, whom we call Mizzou for short. Mizzou is at the table with me, and the conversation is as follows.
You have not been around lately, Broadway. Been sick?
Well, not exactly, Mizzou. It is just that I have not the time.
I've made a few additions to the place.
So I see. Especially in the doll department in the show. In particular, I notice one...
Sure. The little brunette, third from the end. Do not notice her anymore.
What?
You know Dave the Dude.
Although I am not a real personal friend, I know Dave the Dude.
Would you say he is a man to double-cross?
I would say that Dave the Dude is a man not to cross, even in the singular.
Then forget the little brunette, third from the end.
Oh, why?
Because Dave the Dude was in the other night. He also saw her.
Mizzou, I do not think I ever see the little brunette, third from the end.
And you better tell all the boys.
I will give the information around.
Her name is Billy Perry. Would you care to meet her?
Oh, no. She is not my type.
You mean Dave the Dude is not your type?
You are correct. And Speaking of Dave the Dude, your front entrance is filled with him.
Every night he comes here, every night. There's still one more show to go, but Miss Billy Perry will not be in it.
Why not?
Because Dave says she is a delicate creature and can do only one show per night.
This sounds like Dave is serious.
Billy is the first doll I think he's serious about.
Here he comes. Goodbye.
No, stay.
Hello, Miss Sue. Broadway. How goes it?
Never better.
Hello, Dave.
Is Miss Perry done for the evening, Miss Sue?
Are you asking me or telling me?
Will you ask her to join me?
Sure. Right away, Dave.
Well, if you will excuse me, Dave.
You are my guest. I want you to meet a very wonderful creature.
Oh?
Broadway, have you ever been in love?
Only once.
How'd it feel?
I do not remember. I am only 6 years old at the time.
You're missing something wonderful, Broadway. I thought all dolls are alike until I meet this Miss Perry.
She is special?
Extra. You will call her Miss Perry.
See, and that is her name. I will be glad to.
The other night I had to cool off little Mitzi because he called her a dame.
Little Mitzi does not know any better.
I repaired that flaw in his character. Hey, Broadway. Look. There she comes.
While Dave's eyes are glazing over like two molasses apples, I look where he points. I admit that this Miss Billy Perry is something for the books. She is prettier than someone, and $1 million worth of figure is putting it at a low estimate. She comes up to the table.
Hello, Davy.
Hello, Billy. Broadway, meet Miss Billy Perry.
I am charmed beyond measure, I'm certain.
How are you?
Just fine, Mr. Broadway.
Are you tired tonight, Billy?
No, not very. But I am hungry.
Broadway, go to the kitchen. Tell the chef I want to order.
Oh, sure, sure. Anything special?
Broadway, you will tell the chef to bring everything so Miss Perry can make a choice.
Well, I am able to tell by Dave's actions that he is more than somewhat on the ropes for Miss Billy Perry. It is not long before everybody knows this, and this fact keeps other citizens away from him. Well, a couple of weeks go by as they do, and it is one night in the 1600 Club that Harry the Horse and I are sitting at a table when who nudges up but Waldo Winchester.
Oh, hello, Broadway. Harry.
Hi, Waldo.
Hello, Waldo. Mind if I sit down?
If it will make you more comfortable, please do.
Same old Harry. What's new, Broadway?
I take it you are looking for items for that column you write?
Always on the lookout for something good.
There is nothing good.
Nice crowd in here tonight.
Nothing special.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Broadway. Do you see what I see?
That all depends on what you see.
Who's that girl?
Which girl?
The little brunette, third from the end.
I am unable to see that far due to a slight nearsightedness.
I do not know her.
Don't give me that, Broadway. You know everybody.
Oh, that is a figure of speech.
Hey, what's the matter with you? I asked you a question, that's all.
It is not a good question.
I don't get this.
Look, Waldo, we do not know the girl.
No?
To repeat, no.
How is the column going, Waldo?
Fine, just fine. Hey, she's a very pretty girl.
I read your column this morning, Waldo. It is very good.
Thanks. Maybe I should have come in here before this. Looks like I missed something.
Waldo, that is not all you are going to miss.
Huh? Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, Broadway. She smiled at you.
You are making the mistake, Waldo. She does not even know me.
Then why is she coming over here?
I do not know, but I am going over there to the door that leads out.
I'm going with you, Harry.
Broadway, wait a minute.
Good night.
Harry, wait.
I have an engagement on the other side of town, a very important one.
What's the matter with him? Broadway, you sit down or I'll tell Dave you were rude to me.
I am sitting down.
Well, Broadway, you going to introduce me?
I wish I didn't know you.
You're Waldo Winchester. Gee, I read your column in the paper every morning. I see your picture on the top.
Thank you.
Miss Perry.
Miss Perry, huh? Miss Perry, may we have the honor of your company?
Now, isn't that gentlemanly-like? Gee, did you hear that, Broadway?
I wish that I am deaf.
May I order something for you, Miss Perry?
Well, I'm not hungry, but I could eat.
Good. Broadway, how about being a good egg and running out to the chef? Tell him it's for me.
Uh-huh. What do you want?
Well, seeing that this is a very special occasion, you'd better have him bring, everything. Miss Perry can make her choice.
And that is that. It so happens that Dave the Dude is out of town when this happens, and he does not get back for 2 weeks. Waldo is seen every night in the 1600 Club, and Miss Billy Perry is seen with him. Somebody tells him that this is unhealthy, but he laughs it off. He figures because he is with a newspaper, Dave the Dude will do nothing. But one night, I am standing at the corner of 50th and Broadway when I see Dave the Dude. He is coming toward me. I try to duck, but I am stuck before I get 10 feet.
What's the matter, Broadway? Could it be that you don't want to see me?
I did not see you come up, Dave.
You know my boys.
Yeah, we know them, Broadway.
I am acquainted with them, yes.
Broadway, let's you and me have a little talk, huh?
We don't have much in common.
I think we do. Broadway, it has come to my attention that one night you introduced a citizen named Waldo Winchester to Miss Perry.
I do not.
That is the way I heard it.
It is a libel.
It is liable to be bad for you if I find out this is true.
Where do you hear this?
Around. I just got in this morning. I went to see Miss Perry. It seems she is out with Waldo Winchester. I asked some characters how this could be. And I hear that one night you introduced Miss Perry to the said citizen.
Look, David, it is none of my doing.
I am inclined very much to believe you because I know how very careful you are of your health. But I want you to tell me something.
Sure, Dave. What is the information you are seeking?
Is it a bigger rap to bump off a newspaper guy than anybody else?
Dave, this is very foolish of you. Miss Perry is only one doll.
One in a million. So I want you to do me a favor.
I will do anything I can.
I want you to call off this Waldo Winchester.
Me? How?
That is up to you. It is now 12 o'clock at noon. At 10 o'clock tonight, I would like very much to know that Miss Perry and Mr. Winchester are strangers. Totally. It is up to you.
It is up to me, he says. He does not give me instructions, so I am on my own. And it is lucky I am not on my back, because Dave the Dude is a very tough citizen. Well, that night I go to the Club 1600. The word is out that Dave is back and that I am on the spot. As Angie the Ox says...
It is up to you, Broadway. If you do not call off Waldo Winchester, then Dave will cool him off. And that will be bad.
Yeah, like Angie says, Broadway, it will be bad.
What am I going to do, Harry?
I do not know. But I know what the newspapers will do if one of their ilk meets with an unfortunate incident. They will start a campaign about some characters. And we will have to go on vacation.
I do not want to go on another vacation. I'm just back from one.
Broadway, there is Waldo and Miss Perry. Go over and talk to them.
What will I talk about?
Not the weather. You have a more important subject.
Go ahead, Broadway.
I have a feeling that I do not like the way I feel.
Go ahead, Broadway.
I am on my way.
Well, if it is not Mr. Broadway...
Hello, Broadway.
Hello.
Well, sit down. Have something to eat.
I will sit down, but my appetite is not with me.
What's the matter? You look pale.
That is natural under the circumstances.
What's eating you, Broadway? You look as though you'd seen a ghost.
Do not mention that word or anything in connection with it.
Something troubling you?
Well, it is like this. I...
Well, it is like what?
It is too late to mention it. Here comes Dave.
Oh, him.
He has his boys with him.
So what?
I wish you knew how silly that question is.
Well, well, well. Is everybody having a party?
This is the end of it.
I'm glad to see you back, Dave.
Sure. Mr. Winchester, how are you?
Never better, thanks. And you?
I am fine. Broadway?
You want me to leave?
No. I just want to tell you it's almost 10 o'clock.
It could be that your watch is fast.
It is correct.
What is going to happen at 10 o'clock?
Miss Perry, anything could happen at 10 o'clock.
Say, what is this all about?
You don't know, Mr. Winchester?
Of course I don't.
I take it then, Broadway, that you have not spoken.
Look, Dave, let me explain.
I will take matters into my own hands.
No, wait!
Boys, close in.
Hey, what is this? What's the pitch, Dave?
I am going to write a column for you, Waldo. And this one will be in the obituaries. And you will have company. Broadway?
Yeah?
It is now 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Romance in the Roaring Forties.
Well, there we are. Dave and his boys, Miss Billy Perry, Waldo Winchester, and me. It is not long before Waldo gets the idea that things are more than somewhat wrong. He looks at Dave the Dude, and the scene is as follows.
Dave, what is this?
Mr. Winchester, I am going to erase you.
Oh, listen, Dave!
Shut up!
I don't get this.
You will. But before I put a permanent chill on you, I will give you this for an appetizer. All right, get up, Mr. Winchester. I will never shoot a man when he is lying down.
You're crazy.
Get up.
Dave, don't. Don't. You don't realize what you are doing to the man I love.
I know what I am doing. The man you love?
Yes, the man I love. He is a fine person, a man of tastes, and well, he is a fine man.
Do I hear you say that you love him?
I love him.
And him?
He has never told me, but I have every reason to believe that he does.
I want him to tell me. Boys, lift him up. You hear what Miss Perry says?
No, I have a buzzing in my ears.
She says she loves you, is that so?
She said that?
Billy, tell him.
I do love you, Waldo.
But
and you love her?
Well, Miss Perry is a very fine girl.
A lady.
But
what?
I can't talk with a gun in my face.
I will take it away. Now, do you or do you not love Miss Perry?
Well, I...
You do love me, don't you, Waldo?
I...
Answer!
Yes.
Waldo, darling.
Yeah, I guess this is the end of my romance. Miss Perry, I cannot do what I came here to do tonight. I came here to terminate Mr. Winchester. Mr. Winchester, do not break her heart, or I will break a few things myself. Goodbye. Come on, boys.
Waldo, you loved me. You told me.
Uh-huh. I told you.
What's the matter, Mr. Winchester? You look as though you see a ghost. Well, that is that. Dave the Dude disappears, and nobody knows where he is. Now, this may look like the end, with everybody happy, but it is not. We are all wondering, where is Dave the Dude, and what he is holding up his sleeve? Because we know it is not his custom to back away so easy. One day, I find out. I am sitting in Mindy's when in comes Angie the Ox. He is very excited as he says to me,
I'm glad I find you, Broadway.
What's the matter?
Broadway, this is a bad day for all the boys.
Huh? What?
Dave has put the snatch on Waldo Winchester.
This is not true.
It is true. I get the word from little Mitzi, who gets it from one of Dave's own boys.
He's crazy. He should know that kidnapping anybody is bad, much less a citizen connected with a newspaper.
Not only that, but he sends for all of us.
Where is he?
At the Woodstock Inn.
What is Dave doing out in the country? The fresh air will kill him.
I do not know, but he sends for all of us to come to the Woodstock Inn, quick and very fast.
But why?
Well, there's only one thing we figure. That he invites us to watch him put the chill on Waldo Winchester.
I am not going.
Oh, we will all go to Dave's party. If we do not, we will not go any place at any time later.
I think you are right.
Oh, we are caught.
There is no train fast enough to get us away.
Come on, Broadway. Little Mitzi passed the word we should be there by 1:00.
It is only 9 now.
Broadway, in a case like this, we allow ourselves plenty of time.
Well, it is like Angie said. It looks like we are all witnesses to the Winchester execution. It seems that Dave the Dude blames all of us for not keeping a better eye on Miss Billy Perry. Anyhow, we get to the Woodstock Inn, and the place is more than somewhat crowded by characters. But when I get in the door, I am almost knocked over by what I see. I am standing there when Dave the Dude comes up to me, and the scene is as follows.
Well, how do you like it, Broadway?
I do not understand this thing.
Broadway, you are at a wedding.
Huh?
It is like this. I figured that I should do something for Miss Perry. What could I do better than give her a big wedding to Mr. Winchester?
But
I mean, does Mr. Winchester know this?
It was more than somewhat of a surprise. We did not tell him until he got up here.
I see. But he is here.
Yeah, my boys brought him. There he is, over there.
He does not look very happy.
He is still surprised at developments.
I see.
Well, as soon as the minister gets here, we'll have the wit. Say, Broadway.
What, Dave?
I do not like the way Mr. Winchester is taking this. Go over and cheer him up.
From his looks, I think that will be impossible.
Try it. Go on. I'm going to see about this.
Hello, Dave.
Go with Broadway, Harry.
Oh, sure. Where are you going, Broadway?
To see Mr. Winchester. Come on. Hello, Mr. Winchester.
Hello.
Hey, for a man about to be married, you do not seem happy.
I am not happy.
But why not? Miss Perry is a very lovely doll.
But not for me.
Do not let Dave hear you say that.
I've got to get out of here.
How? Are they still watching me?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible.
You do not love Miss Perry?
No.
Never mind. Love will grow on you.
But what about my wife?
Huh?
You did not say something about a wife, did you?
Yes.
Does that mean you are married?
Yes, and my wife is very strict with me. She won't approve of this.
Neither will Dave. Broadway, if this shindig today goes on the rocks, that will be all. He will bump this Mr. Winchester.
Oh, please, go somewhere else and talk about that. I don't like it.
You don't.
Mr. Winchester, you have put us all on the spot.
You're on a spot.
How does it happen you do not mention your wife before this?
Why did I...
Oh, you know how it is.
No.
Where is she?
She just came into town today. Not many people know I'm married to her.
She is in town?
At the Park Plaza Hotel.
She does not live there?
No, she travels with a circus.
With a circus?
Yeah, she's an acrobat. Her name is Lola. She's the one who holds up the five others in the big finale.
Is she big?
Very. She's even bigger than Angie the Ox.
Mr. Winchester, you are on the spot. But you will marry Miss Perry, because otherwise we will be in a spot.
I can't marry Miss Perry.
Then you will tell her, because here she comes.
Waldo, darling, look, Dave gave me an engagement ring from you, and a wedding ring, and he is going to be the best man.
There is no question about that.
Isn't it all too thrilling? It's just like a movie.
You can leave a movie.
Oh, you're funny, Broadway.
Very funny.
But Waldo, you look so sad. You should be happy. Happy and laughing.
Well, the minister will be here in a half hour. Meanwhile, everybody have a good time.
Oh, Dave, you're such a wonderful, kind man.
It's all for you, Miss Perry. It's for your happiness. And his.
You know, something tells me this is gonna be a peculiar wedding.
Well, Dave arranges things. He is very happy seeing that Miss Perry is made happy. Waldo tries to get away three or four times, but they run him down and bring him back before he is 10 feet away. The minister gets there, and we help Waldo to the altar, where Dave is giving Miss Perry a ring. But then something happens. The minister is just about ready to begin when...
Hey, where do you think you're going?
You can't go in there.
Who says I can't? Where's my husband? Where's Waldo?
Hey, what's the idea? Who let this doll in here?
She is a very big doll.
Lola! Lola!
Waldo, baby, what are they doing to you?
Lola, please get me out of here.
Just a minute. Boys, watch the doors and windows. Look, who are you?
Lola Winchester, you cheap tin horn sport.
What?
This is my husband you're trying to marry off.
Waldo!
This is my wife, Lola.
Oh,
wife?
Oh,
why, you...
Get away from him!
I'll cook him. I'll take him apart. I'll send it... Oh.
Come on, get up and I'll knock you down again.
Why, you...
Take my husband away, will you? Kidnap my darling, will you?
Stop knocking me down.
I'll knock anybody down who tries to stop me. Come on, Waldo. I'll take you home.
Sure, baby, sure.
If anybody wants more trouble, just come to Lola, and I'll give it to you.
And she picks Waldo up, throws him over her shoulder, and walks out. Dave the Dude is on the floor, and everybody else is too surprised to move. It is Miss Perry who comes to life first.
I ain't gonna be married.
Not to Mr. Winchester.
All right, boys, come with me. We got a job to
do. Oh, Dave, wait a minute.
And you, Broadway, you got something coming. and the rest of you.
You can't rub him out, Dave.
I'm gonna.
But the newspapers.
I don't care about them.
Miss Perry.
What?
You are well rid of such a man as Waldo Winchester, who keeps such a large wife undercover. He is a rat and a snake in the grass.
He is... Well, I guess he is.
He is not worthy of you. You need a man who is. Perhaps you will find such a man for yourself.
What do you mean?
I mean, you do not have far to look.
What are you talking about, Broadway?
Dave, you love Miss Billy Perry.
I do.
Miss Perry, Waldo Winchester is not the man for you because he is more than somewhat married. But...
Me?
You.
Oh, gee.
It is a shame to let all these pretty decorations go to waste and the ring. And I'd have to give it back if I wasn't married.
Oh, you could keep it.
I think you are the man for me, Dave.
Me? You mean that?
Sure she does, Dave. Where's the minister?
He is waiting.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Come on!
Broadway, I take off my hat to you.
Harry, I take off my hat. But only because for a minute it was very hot in here. And so Miss Perry and Dave the Dude are married. But it is not until a day or so later that the payoff comes, which I will tell you about in a minute. It is a day or so later that I am sitting in Mindy's having some goulash when Harry the horse comes in and sits down.
Hello, Broadway.
Hello, Harry.
It was a nice wedding.
I am glad it was a wedding.
I am very glad it was a wedding. However, there is one thing that is causing me some trouble.
What is that, Harry?
It is this. Only the boys know that Dave puts the snatch on Waldo Winchester and takes him to the Woodstock Inn. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But this Lola doll comes right out there. Now, how does she know we are there? Well, do you know Broadway?
Maybe she is a bloodhound.
You know, this morning I am thinking. I remembered that you were missing that day for about 10 minutes. Could it be you put in a phone call to the Park Plaza Hotel?
I do not say one way or the other.
But it fixes everything.
You mean because Lola comes there and gets Waldo, everything is all right.
That is right.
And now, Harry, I will tell you something. Suppose this marriage between Dave and Miss Perry does not turn out all right. Who gets the blame?
The citizen who put in the phone call to the Lola doll.
Exactly. So I hope you are very forgetful. Because you are the only one who knows I am missing for 10 minutes.
Broadway, I do not ever remember you being missing for even 1 minute.
Harry, you are a gentleman.
Broadway, you are a genius.
And so ends the story, Romance in the Roaring Forties, another famous Damon Runyon story. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville. And the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.